You're listening to SBS News.
At Bondi Beach, people gathered to lay flowers in honour of victims of the Bondi terror attack last week. Despite the heat wave, many participated in the National Day of Reflection to send a message of love to the Jewish community. Rabbi Israel Sufrin is from the Jewish Russian Centre, Melbourne. He arrived in Sydney on Friday to show support for the Jewish community in Sydney.
In face of everything that's happened, all the darkness, we are here, we are strong, and we are going to continue the work and the mission of all of these people that were murdered. We will not go back.
Outside the Bondi Pavilion, an enormous sea of flowers has formed as people across Australia have come and paid tribute to the Bondi victims. The flowers will be cleared on Monday. But the Sydney Jewish Museum and the Australian Jewish Historical Society will collect some of the materials to preserve them. Governor-General Sam Mostyn also attended a vigil organised by the National Council of Jewish Women Australia at Bondi Pavilion, along with Attorney-General Michelle Rowland and Minister for Social Services Tanya Pilbersek. She encourages people to participate in mitzvah, a Jewish tradition that asks people to take practical action in helping others.
We can start with what the rabbis have been asking us for: millions and millions of mitzvahs, millions of acts of kindness. It starts here at these commemorations. It shouldn't end at the end of the first week or the first month. This is now a national project. Mitzvahs, good deeds, care, kindness, compassion to each other, Jewish or otherwise. Everyone in this country belongs.
The New South Wales Faith Affairs Council and the state government have also launched the One Mitzvah for Bondi, encouraging people to do a good deed in honour of Bondi victims and share them on a government website to be published in a book to support families affected by the attack. In Canberra, the Australian Security and Intelligence Organisation continues to be scrutinised after one of the alleged shooters was revealed to be on ASIO's watch list before the attack. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced a review into intelligence and law enforcement led by Dennis Richardson, former Secretary of the Department of Defence and Home Affairs. ASIO's Director General Mike Burgess has welcomed the review, but has insisted there's no intelligence failure. However, the opposition and Teals MP Allegra Spender say the Albanese government's decision to perform only an internal review on intelligence agencies isn't enough. Shadow Home Affairs Minister Jonathan Dunham calls for a full royal commission into the terror attack.
As a result of this terrible set of events that have occurred, we should be having a full Commonwealth Royal Commission into every element of not only intelligence and security agencies and their roles in protecting Australia and finding ways to prevent this from happening ever again, but all elements of government decision making in all states and territories, and of course, how we can get to the bottom of the rise of anti-Semitism in this country.
On this same National Day of Reflection, two anti-immigration rallies were held in Sydney and Melbourne. In Sydney, despite rejection from New South Wales Police and State Premier Chris Minns' calls to not attend, around 200 people still gathered peacefully, including One Nation MP Barnaby Joyce. Mr. Joyce refuses the claim that the Sydney rally is an anti-immigration protest.
It's not an anti-immigration protest. I just told you what it was about. Temperance and resolve.
In Melbourne, the rally was held with a police presence. Victoria's opposition leader Jess Wilson has criticised the state premier Jacinta Allan for failing to shut down the protest.
I have offered to the premier many times now, formally in writing, as recently as Friday night again, to say, work with us, recall the parliament. If you need to pass legislation to give the government the power to stop these protests, work with us to do so.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.